I'm back. I know I said you were never going to see me again because, well, I was just going to die of embarrassment. But somehow I survived. I'm even sober this time. And, bonus, I'm wearing clothes. Listen, I need to apologize for that other night. We went out bar hopping and neither one of us was having any luck with the girls. And then I asked if I could crash out at your place since it's way too far to my place when I'm hammered. It wouldn't be the first time I slept on your couch. Except, well, I didn't stay there, did I? At some point, apparently, I decided I was going to suck your dick while you slept. I can't even remember I was doing it to pay you back for the drinks or for the place to sleep. Or maybe I just thought it was going to be funny. You know, like that time I tried to stuff an entire cheeseburger into my face? Except instead of a cheeseburger, it was your cock. I do know it was entirely my doing. It's not like you seduced me or made me come into your room. In fact, you were sleeping when it started. I wasn't even sure if you would wake up or not. I was taking selfies, which I guess were technically also dick pics, since I was blowing you. If nothing else, I thought I'd get a nice picture or video of you just blowing your wad all over my face so I could casually show it to you the next morning. Of course, you woke up partway into it. I guess it was kind of a surprise to see my tomboy head bobbing up and down on your cock, wasn't it? Well, once you had woken up some more, you told me to stop, even if it didn't sound like you meant it too much. I know I'd made your dick hard in the past, and my mouth was making it even harder. Well, somehow, me only being into girls didn't factor in at the moment. And you said it wasn't right for this to happen when I was drunk, which for some reason pissed the hell out of me. So that was when I decided we were gonna fuck. You might remember that part because I said, "Fine then, let's bone." And I climbed on top of you. You were struggling, not just physically, but mentally too, I could tell. You were trying to keep me from impaling myself on top of your cock. Even though I could tell that what you really wanted to was just to lie back and let it happen. I could sense that you wanted me to do it. You were just being stubborn. And that just encouraged me all the more. I felt like I was looking out for your own good, even while you were looking out for mine. I almost got you inside me, too. I was on top and had leverage. And I'm almost as strong as you. I had the head of your cock jammed up against my pussy. I could actually feel it right there. So I tried to finish what I started. Well, I suppose the operative word here is tried. I had let go of you with one arm so I could hold on to your dick, and that gave you the chance to push me off of you. I remember ending up on the floor on the other side of the bed, and I think I was just content to pass out there at that point. And somehow I was in your bed when I woke up. I guess you put me in there before going out to sleep on the couch. Gentleman that you are. My memory was still kind of foggy, though. At first I thought, well, maybe we did bone. And then I remembered how it really went before I passed out. Then I wondered for a bit if you had done something while I was unconscious. But since you turned me down when I was awake, I figured, well, you weren't going to do anything while I was asleep either. That's not really the guy you are you? And while I was sore from falling out of the bed, it was in all the places I'd expect to be sore, and not the place I might be sore if I had lost my virginity. So I threw on some of your clothes. Mine were apparently not in your room, so I must have got naked before then. If they turned up since then, I would appreciate getting them back. Anyway, I tried to sneak out of your apartment then, but being quiet and graceful really is not my thing. So, of course, you woke up, and there was that awkward moment when you looked at me. and remembered earlier that morning when I was sucking your dick and trying to stuff your cock inside. So that's when I said I was going to become a tomboy nun or something if I survived the humiliation and ran off from your apartment. But I'm back now. I kind of did have to come back to bring back your clothes. I even washed them. They're not folded because I don't even do that with my own stuff. But anyway, here they are. And I felt like I should get you some kind of card too. I know, corny, right? But they don't make a quote-unquote, hey, sorry I got you drunk and blew you and then try to rape you kind of card. At least I'm going to assume they don't, because that's both really specific and maybe a little bit illegal. But if they'd had one and I wasn't too broke to buy one, I would totally have gotten it for you. Then I would have scribbled sorry with a whole bunch of exclamation points. And I'd be handing it to you right now. I still kind of like us to be friends, though. You're a great guy, and you've been my friend since forever. Plus, how many guys would wake up to a girl giving him head, who then tried to mount him and not let her do it? I don't think there's that many. I mean, we both know you like girls, and you love them every bit as much as I do. You are not nearly as lucky as I am, though. But last night you could have been. Just to be clear, you didn't let me do it because I was drunk, right? Because I've kind of gotten the vibe that you would do it with me if you got the chance, even though you never acted on it. And you definitely seemed interested last night, but maybe it was just being lost in the moment. So, last night kind of puzzled me when I thought about it after the fact. Okay, well, that's what I thought. Or what I hoped. Well, part of me would take it poorly if you simply weren't attracted to me, especially after I was naked and, you know, sucking your dick and all. So I guess it makes me doubly lucky to have a friend like you. Just for the record, though, I am sober now, so we could do it, and it would be okay. I know I don't have to. I mean, I feel like I have to offer, even though I know I really don't owe you anything but a huge apology. It's not that I want to do it. I have no idea why I thought it was a good idea that night, or why it might even be funny. But on the other hand, I am not horribly opposed to it. Well, like I said earlier, we both know I'm into girls. Oh, girls are just a lot more interesting than boys. I'm sorry to tell you. At least as far as sexy stuff goes. I think I hang out with guys, and especially with you, because of all the non-sexy stuff we like to do together. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that sexy stuff with a guy might be worth a try, just once. YOLO, right? At least, if the guy was you. I'm the one always pushing you to try new stuff, like different animes or horror movies or new places to eat. Maybe it's my turn to try something new. Now, this is where you're going to say that I don't have to. I know that, but I want to. Maybe not as much as you do, and not in the same way, but I do. Oh, I feel like I kind of messed up our friendship with the attempted rape last night. So if we do it now, though, with both of us sober and willing, then it kind of makes that irrelevant, at least in my mind. Us having sex maybe makes things a little weird between us, but definitely not as weird as the memory of that night just lingering in our minds, don't you think? And as an added bonus, I don't smell like beer and tequila and sweat after a long night at the bar. I smell like, well, hell, I guess I smell like a girl for a change. My roommate had all kinds of interesting bottles in the shower that I'd never noticed before. Mm-hmm. And I used a little bit of all her stuff today. I think the smell of me is actually turning me on a little bit. So, come on, let's have a fully sober and consensual sex thing. We were friends, but I messed that up by trying to take it to friends to more for some reason. But if I succeed at the more part, then the friends part comes back too. At least that's how it works out in my head. We have sex, and then we order some takeout and play some video games the rest of the day. Just like in the pre-sex days. I could be a little aggressive at this point by leaning in to kiss you or putting my hand on your crotch. But you know what? I was already too aggressive the other night by a wide margin, and I don't want to make this any worse than it is. I want to make it all better. I want to make you feel better. So here, I'm going to take off all my clothes. That's pretty passive without making you take an active role. I also borrowed some of my roommate's clothes. I think the shock of seeing me in a dress might have been too much for you. You didn't even say anything. I'm sure it would have been worse than when you saw me naked the other night, or just in some panties now. Since we're both sober now, you can actually see my boobs without all the blurriness and the double vision kicking in. I guess they're pretty nice, right? Not as big as on those girls I go after, but then, hey, I like them big boobies now. I'll take the panties off next, so you can get a nice look at my pussy. You probably saw some of it the other night, but it was dark and, well, there was some struggling going on both our parts. And then the head of your cock was in the way for a bit. So, hey, here it is. So, does any of this maybe make you want to have sex with me? Or maybe, I don't know, at least take your clothes off so I'm not the only person naked here? Let me be honest. We both know you want to. The only thing stopping you the other night was my being drunk and possibly the suddenness of it all. But today, there's nothing to stop you. If you want to have sex with me, I'm game. In fact, I prefer we do, because otherwise that night will always be hanging over us. But maybe it could be this night that defines us. Plus, I'm naked now, so, you know, it'd be awkward if we didn't. I'd help you with your clothes, but I already showed too much initiative the other night. I can tell you're getting hard. Well, not so much getting hard, as you are hard now. Maybe it's seeing me naked. Or maybe it's remembering my mouth on your cock the other night. Even if there was only a few seconds of that while you were awake. But you're awake now. And you can remember everything. And I'll remember everything too, because I'm sober. I'm kind of relieved that you're starting to take your clothes off now. And terrified at the same time. No, don't stop. I'm more terrified of myself than the other night, or of messing up my friendship with you. So you just keep going, getting naked. I'll just lie down here on your couch. Maybe we should use your bed instead, but, well, the sight of it would just make me feel more guilty. Memories and all, and I don't need that. Plus, this couch is big enough and comfy. All the memories from it are good. You know, us playing games together, watching TV, eating food, while doing other things. Okay, well, you're ready now, I guess. Here, I'll open my legs for you. You can get on top. I don't know what I was thinking, trying to get on top of you the other night. It's not like I would know what to do, even. Maybe that was the only thing that kept me from getting you inside of me before you could push me off. But I won't be pushing you off. I'll just be lying here, like a good girl. And maybe more than a little nervously. And if I quiver as your body gets on top of mine, don't take it personally. Definitely don't take it as a sign you should stop. I do want you to do this. I know you're a little nervous too. That helps. And if this helps you, I think I get now why I sucked your cock the other night and then tried to have sex with you. You really do deserve it. Maybe not from me, but from a girl. And I am technically some girl. I just happen to be also your friend. Oh, that's the second time your cock has touched my pussy. The first time I was on top of you, trying to force it into me. But this time, I'm lying under you while you try to do the same. Except you're being a little more restrained than I was the other night, but you just keep going. I'm not drunk, and neither one of us is struggling, so this should go better. Oh, God, I can't help looking down between us. I don't know if that makes it worse or better, but I see and feel the head of your cock slowly pushing me open. This is kind of where we were the other night, except there's nothing to stop us. So do it. Just put your cock in me. So, this is sex, huh? I mean, I've had sex before, just with other girls. Nothing where I had something put inside of me. Oh, stretching me. Oh, moving in me. Oh, it's really different. But not too bad, really. Oh, my God. Oh, as drunk as I was the other night, this wouldn't have bothered me at all. I was more than a little numb, feeling much less self-conscious than I am right now, though. But you know me, when I'm drunk. And now you know what I'm like when you're having sex with me. Yes. Does this mean I'm forgiven? Oh, you're the one who's fucking me, so that undoes what I tried to do the other night, right? And anyway, you seem to be enjoying the feel of my pussy. Yeah. Oh, you probably would have enjoyed it the other night, too, but I think this is much better. I feel like I should put my arms around you, right? I mean, not romantically. It just seems like having a sex kind of thing to do. And maybe I should move a little more. I mean, I was planning on moving a lot the other night, although given how much I had drunk that night, lots of movement probably would not have been the best idea. But I'm sober now, and I want to do right by you. Maybe kind of like do the girlfriend experience thing, or at least the not just lying here doing nothing experience. Oh, my arms don't really know where to go. I mean, I've never done this before with a guy. I'm not really the hugging type. Although this is a lot more than hugging, isn't it? Oh, a lot more. But here, they're around you, at least. And my palms kind of settle on your back. And I kind of move my whole body with you now as we're having sex. Oh, it's moving anyway as you thrust into me. But I'm finding a rhythm to work with you that's kind of good. I mean, at least I think it is. Do you like it? You're having a good time, right? Oh, you look like you are, but maybe you're just being nice. Maybe you're not really as into me as I thought. Or maybe I just ruined it all the other night. You can stop if you want. But to keep going is perfectly fine, too. Whatever you want. Whatever you want, really. Just keep going until you come. And then you can pull out, yeah, and come wherever you want. Or even come inside me. I mean, it's probably okay. I didn't seem to care about it the other night, so I'm not going to worry about it tonight. Is that weird if I'm getting turned on by this? Well, we're friends and all. I'm not even into boys. Or at least unless I'm really drunk and they're passed out, apparently. Well, maybe it's just my relief that you accepting my apology, my pussy. But this is feeling better and better. Yes. Or maybe it's just I know that letting you make me come will make you happy. If you're into me, maybe you have some silly fantasy about making me just fall in love with your cock and with having sex with you. So I should just play along with that. You'd like that, right? Oh, yeah, you do. You like me liking it. You haven't seen me like this, all soft and vulnerable, girly. Oh, and with your cock deep inside. I'm me. Liking it far more than I should. Now my hands know better what to do. You can caress your back and even claw at it. Oh, my body moves so perfectly with yours. We're always a team, weren't we? On the field or in video games, as we are now and having sex. But instead of knowing where you were going to be in the field or covering your advance in a video game, I do know how to increase your pleasure and mine. Oh, it just keeps getting better and better. And the tension between us is gone, at least the awkwardness of what I was doing to you and almost made you do. It would have been so wrong if I had succeeded that night. But it's just so right the way we're doing it now. I meant it when I said you could come and meet. Yes. In fact, I almost insist on it. But this is all about you. You do what you want to do to me, where you want to. But I hope you do decide to come inside. It might be risky, but so is everything. It's a risk I'm willing to take. Because the payoff of feeling you come in me and watching your face as you do so, I mean, as I imagine you would be, is so great. I'm not a real tomboy anyway, if I'm afraid of a little danger. A skinned knee here, a bruised ego there, or getting preggers. You know, I wouldn't do any of this for any other guy. No, not the sex. Especially not the maybe getting pregnant part. But you're not just any other guy, are you? You're my best friend. And I thought maybe I had lost you. But instead, maybe we're even better than before. Oh, fuck. Let my fingers dig into your back. Let my legs wrap around you. Oh, it just happened. I can't control my own body anymore. I'm too far gone. Too close to coming. I'm never like this with a girl. No, I'm not like this at all. Yes, I'm strong with them. But so soft with you. And I've known that this orgasm won't be anything like anything I'd had before, ever. You know, I'm even a little scared, but not really, because you're here with me. So now, please. Yes, let's go over the edge together. Come with me. Yes, stay. Stay inside. So good. Oh, kiss me. unforgiven. Wait, before you answer, if you say I'm forgiven, then we're even Stevens, okay? But if you're still even the least bit upset with me, still, well, I guess I'll just have to keep on making it up to you. But I guess my better judgment, my tough tomboy nature, I'd have to let you keep fucking me. I'd become kind of a sex toy. Or maybe a girlfriend. Or maybe both. Or at the very least, a tomboy friend with benefits. Either way, it's a win-win, isn't it? So, am I forgiven? Or should I call my roommate and tell her she won't see me for a few days? Okay, yeah, I'll call her right now. And as long as I have my phone, well, I did delete all those pictures I took the other night, but maybe we could take some new ones, or even a movie or two. Just something for you to remember me once you've forgiven me, of course. Although, I'd completely understand if you never, ever find it in your heart to do so.